Biden mocked on X after renewing call for assault weapons ban. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 29, 2024. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden used a post to X to renew his call for an assault weapons ban and was mocked in response. Biden posted. He was immediately mocked on X, with one user responding, "It's time for a new president." Another user wrote, "You're advocating for the disarming of citizens while you try to imprison your opponent. How fascist of you." Yet another added, "Shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed. End of discussion." Other users accused Biden of sniffing children and asked him to stop, while one X user wrote, "If you want to put an end to gun violence, take guns out of the hands of Democrats." Another X user wrote, "Someone that left $85 billion worth of military equipment including guns and ammo in Afghanistan for the Taliban to secure, gets zero time to talk about gun control." A user who identified herself as libertarian pointed out, "Columbine happened during the last assault weapons ban, but okay." Many users pointed to Biden's open border and the millions of unvetted illegal aliens who have flooded through it into the USA, suggesting the danger posed by these unknown border crossers actually highlights the need to be armed for self-defense. The backlash was so thorough that one has to scroll through the first 39 replies to Biden's post before finding someone who agreed with him. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a Ph.D. in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.